Music for everyone, from nippers to grannies, on Vectis Radio DAB.
Some peeps in the studio now. They look terrified. Well, two do. And we're going to introduce those terrified peeps in a moment. But first of all, we've got to say it's Peter Rainford, isn't it?
That's right, yep.
How are you, Peter?
I'm fine, thank you. Warm, but fine.
Yeah, we'll try and get this over and done with in 25 minutes, all right?
Okay. Only 25,
yeah,
okay.
Only 25. You're joking, all right. So, Peter, tell us what you do.
Okay, I work for Charity Arts Work, and our mission is to empower young people through creativity. So we do a lot of community-based projects on the Isle of Wight as part of our Young Cultural Changemakers programme. So there's lots of murals, filmmaking, other types of art form that make an impact, positive impact on the community.
And recently you came in and you were telling us about the project for Can You Hear Us?
Yep.
And it's... And you've brought two people with you today.
I have.
That are
yes.
part of the project.
Yes, I
so
have.
So this particular one, just tell us a little bit about that.
The project I'm working on yeah. with these two young people. It's part of a bigger project, so we're making six films with different groups of young people, all answering the question, if adults were listening, what would you tell them? This particular lovely group are from Christ the King, and they're doing quite a sort of what I see as a sort of overarching theme for the project, which is trying to get young people more engaged in politics with a small p. So they want to be in a position where young people can be making a difference.
Excellent. So shall we introduce them in? Who are you, first of all?
Hi, I'm Sadie. So yeah, I'm Sadie. We're from Christ the King, just doing the project about like politics and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it Selena?
Yes.
Selena. Nice to meet you both. You look as nervous as you can be, which is great. But you're part of this project. First of all, what's it like to be part of it? Because I would imagine beforehand it would have been frustrating not to have a voice. Now you've got a voice. What's it like?
It's really cool.
Yes.
Like, we've just been given a little space where we can put all our opinions out. Mm. And we're like quite a diverse group of people. Mm. So we all contributed, didn't we, our different opinions, and we like brought together an idea which kind of summed up everything.
Okay. Yeah. So when you mentioned diverse group of people, how many people are there that's involved?
Oh gosh.
I think it's eight.
Yes, yeah. Eight. Yes, eight of us. Yeah. Eight of us. We all our ideas kind of matched, didn't they?
Yes.
But we've all brought something different.
So come on, what are your ideas? What are your grumps?
Well, at the start we were asked, you know, what annoys us about not being like, what the question the overarching question about if adults were listening, what would you say to them? And we all went off into groups and came up with our ideas, and in the end we kind of all came together on the same thing, which was like politics and having a voice and having people listen to us and people really understanding that we're part of the island too.
That's our main concept, that we're part of the island too. And we're saying is that if we had a voice, if we were given the opportunity, we could make an impact equally as much as the adults. So that's what we're pushing forward.
Come on in. What have you got on your list of things that you would change, you would do?
The education system, probably. It's not set up. We found statistics where the island is a lot worse than the whole UK, where to the point we're getting reduced uni offers because we're expected, so like our results are expected to be a lot less than other places. So it's not setting us up for
And then there was
so what would you change within the system? By the way, I've been thinking this for years. We need to chuck the whole thing up in the air and say, right, that works, that doesn't get rid. So what would you get rid? How would you change things?
I think we need to just increase awareness and more,
just give people an opportunity really. It's not about getting rid of anything. It's more about just allowing people giving people the space and the
resources
to allow them to voice their own opinions, really. And yeah.
And you've voiced your own opinions, haven't you? Because you've got a board somewhere where you can... Come on, just tell us what's on that board. There's somewhere where you like you can put and voice your opinions and so on. So what are the opinions? Suddenly gone quiet. Yeah.
That's right. I think they're confused right. by the board. Actually.
Board? Somewhere where you can put loads of comments. This is what you said outside. There was somewhere where you can put loads of your comments and you can feel free to speak and so on.
I think it's probably just maybe the setup of the project was it that you were given a space so it's not a physical board or anything. Right. It's just an opportunity.
Maybe we should
take it.
Yes.
And can I just add? One of the other films in the project was made with Medina College, and that is specifically from the point of view of young people who struggle to attend school because the school setup is just not suitable for them, and that's asking teachers to listen to them, and that film's called Unheard, and that will also be part of the programme.
Fantastic, because I mean, let's be honest, and this might sound brutal to some people out there, we've got over 700 homeschooled kids, so it ain't right in schools.
It's
time to wake up, smell it, isn't it? I mean, it really is. I mean, that to me is a real problem. Over 700 young people, that's like a whole school's worth, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a high school's worth of kids that are now not going to school. That is tragic, and someone needs to do something about it.
Yes.
So you mentioned politics as well. I mean, I look at politicians now and I think, you're a bunch of children.
Yeah.
You really are a bunch of children. Yeah. Why is that? I mean, are you wanting to get into politics?
I think one of our main points is that children just aren't, or young people just aren't listened to, and we're often told in family settings or just around adults that, oh no, let the adults speak, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When we have opinions, and politics is impacting us equally as much as them. Yeah. So our opinion should be valued.
Yeah, especially because it's our future.
Yes.
That I think that's a big point, is that it's something that is ignored around us and isn't discussed with us, but it is important to us because it is what awaits for us when we get older. So it impacts us a lot more than the older people in our lives around us. Yeah.
I think I'm right in saying that 10 years ago we voted to come out of Europe, and I know that I think north of the border under 18s had the vote, but they didn't have it in England. Would you bring the vote down so that over 16s could vote?
I do think so. I think that lots of people that are over the age of 16 already mature enough to make valued decisions.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can understand where adults are coming from slightly, because they're still children. So I think that's quite a difficult question. But I would argue that,
I think that discussing that, I think that's why it is so important to inform kids, because so they can have that information to go ahead and make the decision when they vote, and not, it's a big thing of just going with what your family says, and we want kids to make their own decision and know what they're voting for, and not just put down that vote just because their family's doing it. And
I'm going to chuck a spanner in the works now, because I look at this and I think, hang on a minute, you're saying that there's a little bit of what you're saying is a little bit concerned about, well, I'm not old enough, or I'm still classed as a child, and I maybe shouldn't be able to vote. And I think, hang on a minute, these childish people that are talking on the television, and our childish media that are trying to get a rise out of everybody every 5 minutes, how are you supposed to fathom out what you're supposed to vote for if they're not telling you the truth and being grown up about it? I think the only ones being grown up about it are the young people.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
I think locally it's so important as well, because we've got a huge issue on the Isle of Wight with young people just don't stay. It's so unfit for purpose, and a lot of the other films that we've made are around that. Just, we really need young people's voice in policy making on the island, to make it relevant for them so that they can stay here, get jobs, thrive. And I think until the young people's voices, as an old person, I think until the young people's voices are properly heard, that's not going to happen. Having said that, we're talking to some great local politicians who are listening to us.
And
It's about
time. And they will feature in the film as well, won't they?
Yeah. No, it's excellent. I know you've interviewed Richard Quigley.
Yes,
I think he's a decent chap. I really do. I think he's doing great things here on the Isle of Wight. I think Joe is as well. I think we do need to listen to people. Yes, we do need to understand what's going on, and the only way we do that is to communicate and talk to young people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, have you thought about joining the? I think there's something at the Isle of Wight Council. There's a young council, isn't there?
We are interviewing one of the people.
The head, the chair.
Excellent. So that would be good as well. How do we move things forward? I've always said, and I'm really passionate about how we do things here on the Isle of Wight, especially when it comes down to young people. The problems that we have are all grown up made.
Yes.
They've messed up. You're going to have to fix it.
Yeah.
That's the future of it. So, I mean, are you going to get a job and clear off to the mainland, or are you going to help fix it?
Exactly.
We've been talking to people who come back because they go away. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, they go away for uni and their career, and then they come back, and then again they're that person. Yeah. They haven't made a change.
Yeah, you know? A lot of the time people have to sacrifice a career by staying on the Isle of Wight.
Yes,
which is such a shame because everyone, we love it. We love it on the island. It's so nice, but it's just not.
But if we make changes, if we engage with young people, we think, how do we get young people to change? Well, that's where you come in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come up with some brilliant ideas, talk to people and put these things in place, because other people manage to keep their young people. Why don't we? You know, it's wrong. What we've got on the island doesn't work. As you say, the education system isn't fit for purpose at the moment. And I'm not having to go at the teachers. The unfortunate thing, the teachers, from just my point of view, is that their hands are tied by someone that's never been to the Isle of Wight, but they're willing to say, right, now you can only do this, make the rules up in London or whatever, and that don't help us down here, does it?
No.
It really doesn't. So what do you want to do when you leave school? When you leave education?
I think we both want to go to uni.
Yeah, we're
so that's off the island.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Do you think we should have our own university here on the island?
I think if we had enough funding.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the risk. If there wasn't the funding, that it all comes down to money, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely.
But if there wasn't the funding, it probably wouldn't be a success.
So here's a bog standard question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, people will be talking about closing school soon. And the logic tells me that if 700 aren't going to school, then obviously there's a lot less kids going around as well. Then maybe that's the common sense approach. But no, I say fix the schools, get the schools back in into the schools, and kids back into the schools and so on. When it comes down to university, how many people leave school and go to university? Because that would be my first question. If 300 kids are expecting every year to go to university, then surely we should have one.
Yes.
If it's just a handful of people, then you can understand why not. So to me, that's the research that you've got to do, isn't it? How many people are in your year when you're all now planning, what are you going to do? You're going to go to university, you want to. You're going to get, how many others?
I think it's quite a few people want to go to university and they have a plan to go and do a career off the island.
I also believe a university would really impact our culture as an island.
Yeah, I agree.
I think one of the points we bring up in the film is that the island is very
narrow.
Behind.
Yeah, it's almost,
it's quite behind. And I feel bringing a university to the island would allow
widen mindset,
a culture
bit more,
and stuff
like that.
See, I like the way you're being totally honest. We're behind.
We're
behind. How does the rest of the video, have you shot the video yet?
We're in the process of filming at the moment. We've got a full day filming on Thursday where we're doing, I think, five lots of interviews. The film will be completed over the summer, and all of the Listen Up films will be part of a touring film festival, which is part of Creative Island's Can You Hear Us programme. And we will premiere all six films in Key Arts on the 7th of October, and then they will also tour out to different venues around the island.
Fantastic. Is the message, don't hold back, give it everything, because otherwise this is your moment to change the future, because lots and lots of people are going to see this film, I guess, in a very quick amount of time. So wouldn't it be a great message from young people to say, oi, grown-ups, you've got to change your attitude, put different things in place. We need to build a new future.
Completely agree.
Don't hold back then, will you?
No.
Go on,
no.
Let you say now. Go on. have you had your say already on film? Have you got a bit more to go?
You've got some more to do.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit more to go.
A couple more interviews.
Yeah. And you're going to have some voiceovers as well, aren't you, where you're going to make statements about how you feel about it.
We're going to put Peter on the spot now, all right? All right. Has there been any filming so far where you've gone, oh, that's a bit powerful? That's a bit. He had an old back
I've been involved in all six films, and I've thought that about every single one of them. I've had films that have reduced me to tears. I've been blown away with every film, with the clarity of thought and purpose and ownership of the young people and children involved. They're all absolutely brilliant, and you say that they could have an impact. I would be amazed if they don't, because when you see them individually, they're powerful. I think when we see them collectively in October as part of Can You Hear Us, I think people are going to be really blown away.
I really am so glad, because this is your moment, you know, because something needs to change, and this is a perfect time. This Can You Hear Us project is going to do so many different things for lots of people, but I think the one aspect that really, really, really does stand out is this one. Because I think this could change the way people think about everything here on the Isle of Wight. That's pressure on your shoulders. And whoever's shooting the film, good luck. Really, really good luck.
Yeah.
I hope
you.
It goes brilliantly well.
Thank you. Please
come back and talk more about how we should change here on the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
So we're now going to hand over to, because you've got loads of details. You've got to we've been left instructions.
Well, we have been left instructions. Yeah. So Can You Hear Us is a big cultural program that's going on across the island with lots of different organisations and people involved. The main activity will be in the autumn, but there's lots of stuff going on now, so everyone can get involved. There are lots of free workshops and events taking place even in July, so people should go to the website to find out more, which is canyouhearus.uk. And it would be really great if this was also transformational, and we got, you know, culture isn't just for one or two of us on the island, it is for everyone, so it'd be really great if everyone got involved.
Fantastic. But look, thank you so much for coming in. It's lovely to meet you, and good luck with the rest of the filming as well, because I just think this is going to be the standout thing. I really do think that this is massive platform for young people for the future. So anything we can do to help, don't hesitate to get in touch. Good luck with the filming. Thanks for coming in and weathering the studio conditions. What have we got on there? Oh, it's only 30 degrees.